We got a guy on the line here. Yes. We've been trying to track him down for quite some time.
We love him.
We're a big fan of his work. We remember him from opening night in Denver.
Yep.
Broncos, Raiders. He does a lot of work with ESPN Deportes. He lives in Mexico City. My understanding is he's going to the game tonight. It's Club America TFC, but he's going as a fan.
Nice.
And we've been trying to catch up with him for quite some time, and we really appreciate him doing this. Here is Sergio Dipp from ESPN. How you doing, Sergio?
Hey, Brian, Jeff, Jamie, I'm okay, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you?
We're doing really well, man. What's up down in Mexico City? You guys ready for a big game tonight or what?
Yeah. You can't imagine the expectation, man. It's, you know, soccer's huge here in Mexico. And besides that, America being like the winningest club in Mexican soccer history. So you can imagine being 3-1 down, Estadio Azteca, like this place with so much history in it. So... yeah, it should be fully loaded, huh? Fully packed. So be ready for a great game, and the fans will play a huge part too today.
How's the stadium a factor for visiting teams? Isn't it like high up, the elevation? I don't know. They're talking about maybe that's going to be an issue for Toronto. Yeah. Is that actually a something or is that nothing?
Yeah, the altitude plays a huge role, and like I don't want to, you know, say something negative about my country, but I'd say pollution plays a big role too. All right. You know, no, really.
I mean, Sergio.
Like, for example, when Mexico plays the United States, you know, that's our biggest soccer rivalry in national team wise, you know, the Federación Mexicana de Fútbol does, which is like the Mexican Soccer Federation, is, schedule the games not only in Estadio Azteca in Mexico City because of the altitude of the city, but they've been trying to schedule the games, let's say, for example, at night, so that after the 25 million people who live here, like, drive their cars and be around the city, like, on an everyday basis, what they do is bring pollution, and it becomes... an important topic, you know. But besides that, besides the altitude and besides pollution, Mexican fans are loud, and you know, we understand the game and we're passionate about the game. So yeah, it does play a big role. And besides that, like, America is not used to losing, and I don't want to disrespect the MLS or a Canadian soccer team at all, but America is kind of disrespecting, you know. You've been hearing a couple of statements on the coach and the players and the organization or whatever happened in the tunnel back there in Toronto last week. I don't know. You know, you guys were closer than I am, so you guys should know better. But in the end, I feel that Mexicans are kind of disrespecting the North American soccer in a way that they shouldn't, and it's coming back at us, man, you know?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about that. We're chatting with Sergio Dipp of ESPN Deportes. He's in Mexico City going to the game tonight, TFC taking on Club America, and I think Miguel Herrera, the manager of Club America, exactly, really caused a stir up here, man. I mean, I wasn't familiar with his act, but by all accounts, he's a character. He came up here, mm-hmm, and he was accusing cops of going after his players, and that didn't go over well here in Toronto. And I do get the sense like TFC is representing MLS, feels as if they are being considered too much of an underdog or maybe being disrespected. And yeah, they're going to have a chip on their shoulder tonight, and they're rolling in there up 3-1. If they can get a road goal tonight, I mean, this... what would the reaction
over,
be like,
man,
in Mexico City?
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. Like, the way we view things here in Mexico today is that if Toronto scores, not even in the first half, if they score, whenever, you know, they got 90 minutes. The way I view it is Toronto has 90 minutes to score once. If they do, it's over. Because, and we know the way you guys counterattack, you know. I'm conscious of Michael Bradley, like, being this important guy who actually, when he, last time he played at Estadio Azteca, he scored a great goal. I don't know if you saw that, when for the U.S. soccer national team, he got the ball at midfield and he just hit it from midfield, and he scored a great goal in a tie between Mexico and the States last year. So Michael Bradley knows what it's like playing in Estadio Azteca, and he scored in Estadio Azteca. Him in midfield with Osorio, and then Sebastián Giovinco, the way he carries the ball, like all his personality, all this talent, and then Jozy Altidore being the in a good way, the beast that he is, man, it's a tough night for America. And I actually think that Toronto is going to make it to the final, actually, because they got 90 minutes to score once, and then America has to score four goals, you know, because three won't be enough. And I think that's impossible with the way Toronto counterattacks. So I think it's actually going to be Toronto in the final.
Well, that's
we like hearing that.
Yeah, it's a great take. So we wanted to know how much your life changed after your night in Denver.
Well, you know, my personal life hasn't changed at all, you know. But in the end, I wouldn't be talking with you guys at TSN if it wouldn't be because of that, you know. So in the end, it's changed a little bit in my, let's say, day-to-day craft at ESPN. I host the SportsCenter show every morning. I host NFL Live a couple of days in the week too, and I'm a soccer commentator too for various programs. But no, I wouldn't say it has changed at all. Probably, you know, the biggest change has been in social media. You know how things work in social media nowadays. So in the end, there's people that whatever. Let's speak about Twitter. I'm just watching Barcelona right now get eliminated by Roma in the UEFA Champions League. So if I tweet out right now, let's say Barcelona eliminated from the Champions League, somebody would say like, yeah, like you got eliminated the Monday night game, you know, like people are always coming back to that in a funny way and in a disrespectful way too, but I get it, man. It's part of the business, and in the end, it's been way better for me than people would imagine. Like it's brought way better things than bad things. That's for sure.
We're chatting with Sergio Dip of ESPN Deportes. Again, we're talking about TFC in Mexico City tonight, and also his experience on opening night. Monday night, anyway, the second game of the doubleheader on ESPN. It was Denver-Oakland. He was on the sideline doing his thing. We've all heard it. We've all talked about it. And he's joining
us.
Really?
Never thought about that, man.
Yeah,
even
we have,
in Canada,
man.
That's crazy.
Oh, we talked about it constantly. Like we honestly came in the next day and we said, we think ESPN should have given you another crack.
Absolutely.
At it. Like, were you begging for a second chance? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. I was ready, man. Yeah, I was ready. You know, in the end, ESPN's conclusion, like in Mexico and in the States, you know, for Deportes and for ESPN in America too, the conclusion was new voice, new face out of nowhere, you know, and that definitely had to play a huge role in that moment. But then I've always said I was way more excited than nervous. You know, there's nerves all the time, you know, when you're doing something for the first time. But I had been waiting for that for a long time. And I really, really say it, like mean it when I say that I was way more excited than nervous. But then everybody jumps to conclusions and you know, but I spoke to my producer during the game and I'm like, man, I'm ready, you know, like get me in the game. And they were like, man, we don't know what's happening, like trending topic worldwide, what the heck or whatever. So in the end, I respect my bosses and I was so appreciative of the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to have any other shot whenever. Like I had another chance, which, you know, nowadays, the way we live and the way the world is, like, good news, don't make that much noise, you know, and
right.
I know you guys understand that,
yeah, no, totally.
working in sports media. So I had another chance, like, come November 19th at Estadio Azteca, actually, the Patriots versus Raiders game, the international game, the NFL scheduled for Mexico City last season, and I got the chance to do that. Like if you're a reporter for ESPN in English and for the American public all day long and speak about the game and preview the game and during the game and social media things and post game Sports Center life hits or whatever, NFL countdown before the game. But you know, like, good news don't usually get the biggest headline, so probably nobody knew about that, but that was a good day, and that was like my revenge in the end. That was like my comeback story, at least for me, you know, and that gave me a lot of confidence moving forward.
Well, I don't think you realize how popular. You said you were trending worldwide, I get it, but there were a lot of people that instantly fell in love with you. I mean, you're young, you're a good-looking guy, and to me, I think you could almost trademark that catchphrase. Like, to me, if you don't use that...
Yeah. So you like, need to be the guy who owns
that. That should be on T-shirts. Like, that should be on T-shirts and hats and stuff.
Yeah, told me about that.
Own
they
it,
told
Sergio.
Me about that.
Own
but
it.
In the end, I appreciate it, guys. You know, in the end, Brian, Jeff, Jamie, I really appreciate what you're saying. But yeah, like, I don't want that to be like a, let's say, like a highlight of my career. I try to look at it as a stepping stone. Let's say it that way, you know. That's the way I try to view it, and I try to interpret everything. And in the end, like, I'm 29 years old, and I know there's a lot of bigger things to come in the end. And people got to know me, let's say, internationally that night, but I've been working for Mexican and Spanish sports media since I was 19 years old. So in the end, it's crazy, man, and it got crazy, and I'm expecting it to get crazier whenever I get another chance that big, you know?
Well, you go to the match tonight, and do you know what I want you to do?
Yeah, let me know.
Have the time of your life.
Crush it tonight,
appreciate
Sergio.
It.
Thanks for doing this, man. We'll do it again down the road. Enjoy the game tonight.
Sure. Take care, guys. Nice talking to you.
There's
yes.
Sergio Dip. I respect the rolling of the R's, man.
He, this guy. I mean, his bar play's got to be high.
I would think he goes to the bar. You know what happens? He has the time of his life.
Having the time of his life.
He's a good sport, man. He came
awesome.
On. Listen, he's a young guy, and
well, I
he's
liked
be
how
around.
He said he didn't. You know, I don't want that to be a defining moment in my career. But I mean, to me, you've got to use something to why not. Take advantage of it and springboard.
Own it
and
man.
Move on. And I think that's what he did.
Absolutely. That should be on shirts everywhere.